Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love and the segment on Inspiration Sunday. Today is August 28th, 2016. I am Katina Love, your host and your spiritual awakening mentor. The Awakening with Katina Love is a show. It is a ministry which is designed to be a platform for new thought leaders, spiritual healers, life coaches, empowerment mentors, wellness coaches, educators, new age ministers, and the like to inspire and empower others to live their best life. It is a catalyst to enlightenment, empowerment, and self-reliance. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show, please send me an email to Lotus, L-O-T-U-S, Life, L-I-F-E, the number 8 at yahoo.com. You can connect with me on Facebook at the Awakening with Katina Love, Katina Love Blog Talk Radio Show page. Our special guest today is Lawida D. Diamante. Her website is Success, S-U-C-C-E-S-S, with W-I-T-H, D-D-E-E dot com. Lawida is a Canadian author, inspirational speaker, a feel-good and great and grow-rich coach. She's a success coach. She's the author of the book Flow, a book on following your heart to success in love, health, and wealth. She's also a Reiki master. She studied arts and sciences at the University of Western Ontario and psychology at the University of Toronto. Welcome, Lawida. How are you today?
I'm well, thanks. How are you doing, Katina?
Awesome. The sun is shining bright here in Flint, Michigan.
Wonderful. Yes. Thanks for being here. Great. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm excited about your book, Flow. Can you share some light on that, what it's about?
Oh, absolutely. The book that I've composed, created, and published, it is something that has been my dream since I was a child. I've always wanted to be an author. And when I was putting together the words about what to put in it and also the title of the book, what came to mind was that word flow numerous times. Like I was scribbling on a piece of paper, and the word that resonates for me for what I was feeling at that moment was that feeling of being in the flow. So I felt guided, and everything that I've written there was just information really to create a positive impact to mostly what I was thinking was for ambitious women or women who were lacking clarity, for them to gain ideas and harness their intuition. Yes, and also maintain their relationships and to maintain their health and wellness as simple as possible, but effective ways suitable for this modern lifestyle. So for them to also understand and practice essential techniques to help them achieve the wealth effectively. And of course, again, harness their intuition, which is absolutely important.
It is so very important to be guided by intuition. Can you share, like, how does the law of attraction play a role in the scheme of things with all this? With us, you know, getting the things that we want out of life, achieving our greatness in life, you know, in our finances, our career, our relationships, our wellness, our health. How does the law of attraction play a role in that?
Yeah, law of attraction has worked for me many times, and it's absolutely mind-blowing. This is another reason why I'd like to share this to a lot of people, because it is incredible. And it, as much as we like it to reflect in form of money only, it also is in many different forms. It could be abundance in having great relationship, abundance in beautiful things that comes our way as an opportunity. However, like just a profound experience that I had that convinced me to be one of those law of attraction enthusiasts and to follow and really do a lot of research about it is the synchronicities that come my way that I know would help a lot of people. And if we understand more about this and actually follow through with how we understand it, it is miraculous. It's mind-blowing. One particular experience that I had was that, I mean, it happens a whole lot of times. Sometimes we just have to allow it to unfold before us. Mm-hmm. In terms of money, for example, it seems like people would like it to reflect on their bank account statement for them to really believe that this is working. However, like mm-hmm. I am trying to say here, that it does not have to be just on a piece of paper, on a bank statement, or in a form of money. It could also be the abundance of receiving anything that we like. One in particular was when I was away. Because again, I mentioned last time that I travel the world, and it's something that I do not plan. It just happens for me. Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely. I mentioned that I've been to 27 different countries, and all of them mm-hmm. were just done on a state of allowance kind of moment where it is an opportunity. Let's take it. But we have to be very aware and mindful about what the opportunities that comes our way. It's almost like mm-hmm. Being spontaneous in making decisions, feeling it in mm-hmm. our body. So what I always suggest people mm-hmm. to do is to feel more and speak less. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
really, feel it
that.
In your body. Yeah, the more congruent we are with what we feel, and if we know that this is pulling us towards an opportunity mm-hmm. or things, just go follow that guideline. When I mentioned something about a specific particular time where law of attraction worked for me was when I traveled to Asia, because I went to Dubai, Singapore, and Malaysia.
Wow.
I lost
wow.
a pair of earrings. Yes, mm-hmm. This is my pearl earring story. And I was in the beautiful top-of-the-line luxury hotel in Singapore. And for most people who know me, I like to wear pearl earrings. And I find
okay.
it classy, it's feminine.
Yeah.
Yeah, some things like that. And it's safe to wear when you travel, right? And one morning, the back screw of that particular earring was missing. And I looked
okay.
everywhere in the hotel, and I couldn't find it, floor, washroom, bed, everywhere. And it was very tiny, and I couldn't find it. But to my surprise, I found that particular – the earring that I was looking for was made of gold. But the same
mm-hmm. –
I was in the focus of state of allowance that, like, okay, it's lost. What am I going to do? I could either change my earring or be more resourceful and stuck some kind of gum or something like that, because I love the earring. And
mm-hmm.
and that was funny, but because I stuck it in, like, I wanted it to happen for me. I closed my eyes and asked the universe for a miracle that an earring screw will come and show up for me, which was absolutely impossible at that time because it was a hotel. However, at a corner of the elevator, I found little something that was shining, and it was a sterling silver, but to my surprise, it was the actual screw of an earring very similar to what I had. This is when I say
wow.
that it is out of the ordinary. It's mind-blowing. When we know, we set
right.
our intention
right.
and we focus on what we want and we are in
yeah.
alignment with that vibration, it will show up to us. Whether it's
absolutely.
For money, whether it's for a simple something, whether it's for something we're craving for, like fruits that we wanted, it'll show up for us because we're in that particular alignment, right?
Absolutely.
It may not be exactly what we're looking for, but sometimes it could be
mm-hmm.
even better than what we wanted. And the fact that that particular screw was exactly the same as what mine was, I mean, similar with the function, obviously, but not the look of it because it wasn't gold. But
mm-hmm.
nonetheless, the value of that particular screw at that moment was far
mm-hmm.
more important than what is, because that's what I needed. So I was blown away.
Absolutely. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. And isn't it amazing how if we, for me, like starting out with using the law of attraction and becoming a believer of the law of attraction in my own life, is to notice those little things first, to practice it,
yes.
to practice
yes.
noticing things like that. You know, that's what builds
yeah.
our faith up, and it's so important because at the end of the day, it is our intuition that leads us to everything we desire, right? We
yes.
have to follow that intuition. We have to follow the impulses because that's the guidance that we've been praying for. That's the answer to the prayers that we've been praying, right?
Absolutely.
It's
and the more
that guidance.
We give our requests, Yeah, the more we give our requests and then surrender and trust the universe, the easier things will magically unfold for us.
Like for me, it's the trust part. So the other day, I'll use an example too. The other day, I wanted some chicken. I wanted some baked chicken. So I was busy going here and going there, and by this time it was the evening, it was getting close to dinner time. I didn't want to eat too late. And I was going to stop anyway and get some chicken wings. I was like, oh, I'll just grab some at this store where I know that they're fresh and they're good and, you know, the animals are treated with, you know, love and respect. So I was going to go and pick them up, and then the universe said, nope, don't get them. I was like, okay. So I just kept going. I get home, right? And my mother actually was getting ready to cook some baked chicken, the chicken wings that I was getting ready to buy.
Yes, so, we are fully supported.
We are fully supported. It's just a matter of trusting. That's what I'm dealing with, is trusting. Like not being in control. How do we not do that? You know, how do we not think we have to control everything, control the outcome or how it's going to unfold? That's where I am. Like, how do you get past that?
Yeah, what I usually suggest people to do is to meditate. That's another something else that part of the little secrets into creating this rapid manifestation unfold for us. Meditation is a great tool to increase synchronistic events in our life. It helps increase our awareness. It creates more openness to notice synchronicities and coincidences when they happen. Because meditation does not have to be long. We just simply have to quiet our mind and listen to our heartbeat while you strengthen your connection to the source. And in your meditation, imagine yourself already fulfilled, already focused on the feeling. And it takes a lot of practice achieving the dreams in our minds to actually unfold and believe it, because sometimes we question ourselves, and this is when you mentioned something about the trust, right? We have it in us. It's all built in us. It's just muscles that we need to really encourage to strengthen. And the more we are trusting with ourselves, the more we express gratitude for all the things that happened to us, the better it is for us. Like, it's really it's going to happen more and more. It's like snowball effect. The more you are appreciative, the more you know that it's going to happen, just trust that it will. See them in advance, right? By doing all of those things, if done right, could work really, really well, and wonderful things will happen. The universe will really conspire to, to have our needs met. No,
can you share another?
What you want, though? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
Would you like me to share another story?
Yeah, if you will, please, another one or two or so.
And again, it's absolutely mind-blowing. And this is not for me to convince a lot of people, because this is a real-life story. You can hear this from me, and I will not say. And a lot of people who are listeners are very they're very sensitive with energy. And this is what I've realized, too, with all these studies that I've learned and the way I do the energy. I can already sense if people are making up stories, or, you know, they're not being true to themselves. I can feel that in the body, and also already I'm able to sense it, like you see the auras of the person. Tap into that more strongly. And it's something that we all can do. It's just a matter of being open to it. So, with the energy, I mentioned something about other people can sense it. The stories that we tell, right? And one particular story that happened to me was when I attended a seminar, and this one particular seminar was a round table. There's a couple that were sitting right next to me. They were eating almonds, but I popped the gum in my mouth, and I was chewing the gum. They offered me if I liked to have some almond nuts, and because I had gum in my mouth, I was just visualizing myself already eating the almond nuts that they were eating, because I didn't want to throw away the gum that I was eating. I was tasting the almonds and chewing it like a crunch, almost. Yes, And then, you know what, sure enough, the next day I was even blown away because I received a basket full of nuts with almonds in it. And to myself, I thought, wow, this is something I was craving for yesterday. I had the opportunity to take it, but because I had the gum that I didn't want to let go, I didn't want to go away because I just popped it in my mouth. So it's visualizing, actually achieving it, that I already was having it. And then sure enough, the next day it come to us. That's abundance. It's not just if you can do that in just visualizing the almond nuts, you can do this too in visualizing money, if it's money that is mostly what people are concerned about. And do not give up when it doesn't happen yet, right? Just because it's not happening, it doesn't mean it will not come. It will in its own perfect time. You just, we just need to upgrade our vibrational frequency, because some people are not into that alignment yet. The vibrational frequency, which is being happy, being, you know, in the state of allowance, trusting the universe, and being positive in mind, thinking all the positivity that comes our way. Because again, if you think negative, of course, negative will come, right? Our thoughts are super powerful that way.
Yes.
And
our thoughts are very
powerful. And so you cannot say that, you know, somebody is teaching me the law of attraction, but how come this girl is making me think this way and it's not happening for me? The truth is, you are the creator of your life. We can only tell you what to do, and it's up to you to think of what's inside your thoughts. If for any reason you think negativity, no matter how many times we tell you that you can manifest good things in your life, if all you had in yourself, in your mind, in your heart is all negativity, you know, being angry all the time, being jealous, being not open to the possibility for you, you definitely will manifest the wrong thing.
Right,
will be the negative
thing,
you know.
It is
the
mindset.
So the more we think of negative thoughts, like fear especially, right? Fear can eat away ourselves, our soul, you know, because we'll be shameful of ourselves. We'll blame other people. We'll regret things.
Mm-hmm.
And the lower vibrational frequency will show up more than anything. And that's not fun.
Right. So what would you say the key, the beginning point? You mentioned meditation, getting into that space to learn to follow that guidance. What would you say would be something else that people can do? Because it's still going back to that trust in ourselves. I mean, you think about the years of programming that people have dealt with, you know, through their parents, you know, or whoever raised them. It's reprogramming, and I realize it's a gradual thing to reprogram. But how do we? What about people that they can't sit still to meditate? What do they do? Like, how can they train themselves?
When
to get in that space?
Yeah, when you mentioned something about our parents and, you know, things that they've done for us to program our mind from the past. It is not their responsibility to make us feel lighter. We ourselves would have to make that feel, the feeling of lighter feelings, like being happy. If you have a hard time convincing yourself that you are happy, turn on the music, because music is healing.
Yeah.
If you cannot meditate because you don't have 10 minutes, try to cook. Cooking is also meditating. Playing music is also meditating.
Okay, because it's quieting the mind.
Yeah.
Right,
exactly. And being busy with something we enjoy. You know, some people don't know how to dance. But it doesn't matter. Play the music and allow your body to do its movement, right? It doesn't have to be perfect, but at least you are in that flow, in that alignment, and you don't feel heavy, because it's hard to feel heavy when you're dancing. It's hard to feel heavy when you are.
Yes.
Yeah. You're really concentrating on playing a guitar or music or piano. It's hard to feel heavy when you're doing those things. Those are forms of meditation. Being
that
happy,
is amazing.
Lighter.
I'm glad you clarified that, because a lot of people think that meditating is, okay, I have to go pray somewhere or I have to go be still. But there's all different forms of meditation, like you mentioned.
Absolutely.
Cooking.
Yeah.
And playing music and even going to nature, right? Going to nature.
Absolutely. And if I could just share quickly about the nature,
Yeah. We
all have our own spirit, right? You have your own spirit, mm-hmm. which is your soul. You can call that the higher self. And everything surrounding us also have its own spirit. The trees have their own spirit. The animals
mm-hmm.
have their own spirit. And when you go into that nature, in the middle of nature, don't think you are alone. They're listening to you. They have this
vibrational
frequency. Yes, and you can connect yourself there and just feel the body. Like this is when I mentioned to you about less speak, more feeling. When you go to the center
mm-hmm.
of that, really just
mm-hmm.
focus on your body, close your eyes, and feel the energy that's in there. Feel the wind. The wind has energy. The swaying of the trees, the beautiful chirping of the birds, the water that's maybe flowing there by the river. Those things have vibrational frequency that lifts up yourself into happiness, into feeling more fulfilled. And if you keep in that state, that this is the natural thing, right? The
mm-hmm.
right now, the reality is like, you know, when you feel pay your bills, you feel happy because you're able to feel pay your bills. But that's not the reality.
Yeah.
That maybe is just an illusion. We don't know, right? That's very temporary.
Mm-hmm.
But deep within us, there is far more that we can discover how we could feel that flow in our body. And when you feel that, you will know that you've come to that most beautiful feeling. And then all of us at some point will be awakened to anyways. We'll really be open to this possibility because we're a human being. We are spirit in this physical body. And this is what the truth is. The spirituality is more truth than the actual physical things that's going on in our lives right now. It may be hard for some people to understand, but at least this is an introduction, right?
Absolutely.
And more and more, they'll be awakened. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm totally there with you. And I'm on this path also. We're all on the path of awakening. We're all at different levels. And I just want to share, a few days ago, I was lying in my bed. I love my bed. It's so comfortable. I always tell people how comfortable my bed is. I just love it. And I was just lying there, you know, and I was meditating, like it was like for bedtime for me. And I said, I would like $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt what it would feel like to have $1,000. And I'm not kidding you. When I felt it, I mean, I could feel the vibration of the $1,000. It's like source energy answered me right away because I could feel it. I could feel it.
Wow.
I could feel the vibration. And
mm-hmm.
I was lying down and you know how, you know, I study with Abraham Hicks and you know how they talk about it's when you ask source for something immediately, source is on it right away, and it's answered. Your prayer is answered. But it's in a vibrational escrow. It hasn't manifested yet into the physical realm, but I could feel the vibration of it. It is there in the vibrational escrow. It's just a matter of shifting that paradigm and shifting that connection or that vibration to in order for it to manifest.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not saying, well, we better manifest today. I don't have any attachment to it. And that's the thing about it is to not need, it's like I don't need $1,000. I want $1,000. I'm just kind of playing with it.
That's
it's like
right.
a game. It's a game.
Absolutely.
And it's like,
yes.
it's so fun, you know, it's so fun to play with that and to see your ability to see things manifest. But, you know, like you're saying, being grateful for the smaller things that manifest. Or like if you, like I'm really fond of my nephew and he lives on the other side of town. I'm like, oh, I would love to see my nephew instead of me like driving and go pick him up. I'll just think it, right? I'm like, it would be nice to see him, see little Michael. And then like, sometimes it's the same day his mom will bring him over, or it's the next day or a few days. But I'm not attached, like, oh, I have to see him right now. I'm not attached. I'm just like,
right,
that would
right.
be nice. And every time I have that thought, he comes. He shows up.
That's
you know,
nice.
It's just,
very
it's just
nice.
Small things, you know, just small
yeah.
things like that. Or going to the store and seeing your favorite things being in stock, you know, being on the shelf, you know. And
right.
you know, I get excited about stuff like that.
Absolutely.
You know, those are just,
absolutely.
And even like tea, like if you want to manifest a cup of tea, The Secret talks about a cup of coffee. You know, people want to just start playing with it, you know, to convince themselves, then they could say, hey, I sure would be nice to have a cup of coffee. It's not that they can't buy it. Sure, they can buy a cup of coffee, but they just want to see how this works. You know, they can just play with it and say, it would be nice, and then the coffee shows up, and then there it is. Then you become a believer,
yeah.
you know, and you
absolutely.
Just keep going, right?
And it grows within us. It becomes more, it expands us. It allows us to bring more of it. More and more we practice it, the more it grows in us. So anyway, just set an intention and get clear on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And learn to really bring forth all the wonderful things only by being in the flow and observe those synchronicities, those coincidences, more and more. And be hungry but not needy, like what you mentioned earlier.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And just trust.
Yeah.
And trusting.
Just trust, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And money
that's
will
the
come
key
to
right
you.
There is to trust, is to just keep trusting. That's the key.
Absolutely.
That's the key. If we can just stay there and just learn to move through that, that'll shift
yes.
us right there. That's just amazing.
And some people may need some hand-holding in the beginning of this
mm-hmm.
whole process,
mm-hmm.
right? Hand-holding because
mm-hmm.
they're not sure exactly what to do. You know, they're not in that harmony yet, that harmony phase. They don't have that peace in their thoughts yet. They don't have the positive thoughts or high vibrational frequency yet because they feel that they're new. They question themselves. They lack trust.
Mm-hmm.
They think that it's impossible. It will happen. It's just that sometimes they need someone who can guide them. Right?
Absolutely.
And more
absolutely.
Awareness in how it happens. And they will increase the awareness as this all unfolds to us. Being
absolutely.
Open, noticing those things. Yes, exactly. So, yeah. And if
awesome.
You're, if our listeners are interested in knowing more of this, I welcome them to connect with you or me. My name is Boyha
mm-hmm.
D. Diamante. They can find me on Facebook, too.
Okay,
and,
can you spell your name?
Yeah. Loidadee. Second name is Dee. Last name is Diamante. And I also would like to offer them a complimentary, so free, consultation just so that we can assess and give them clarity for what they want to focus on and target. And this will be free, and they can anytime contact me or even book their own appointment at www.calendly.com/coachloidee. That's my calendar. So they can even book themselves
mm-hmm.
already, and so they can have that clarity, boost their clarity, increase their
mm-hmm.
income, if this is something
mm-hmm.
that concerns them, and really strategizing or targeting what they really want to achieve from today forward, at least, you know, from now until at least the end of the 2016, if they have not reached their goal yet this year.
Awesome.
I just want
what a wonderful gift. Thank you
yeah.
so much. Thank you so much for
oh,
that
you're
offer.
Welcome.
And thank you. Is there any last thoughts, any other things you wanted to say?
I just want to say I'd like people to be inspired by what our topic is here. And again, they have the power within themselves that they can access
mm-hmm.
to in order to achieve what they want in their lives. And it's my mission to help them realize that. And so be clear with their heart's desire. This is, and they can win not because they are the biggest or the strongest, but because they use their heart and their mind.
That is so beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much for being a guest today on the show, Lawida.
Awesome.
And guests, you're welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Namaste.